We're getting close here. And this, most probably, is the guts of it. Another angle on this Murray-Goulburn milk price crisis. Bastardry of the worst kind. To date, of course, discussions focused on what government should do, and I don't think government should be doing anything, to rescue dairy farmers, and on the corporate bastardry of Murray-Goulburn and Fonterra. They both deserve to be in the dock. But there may well be a new development here, and a role for Rod Sims, who does one hell of a job at that ACCC, Competition and Consumer Commission. Mike Logan, well done, Mike, writing in the Land newspaper, is arguing that anachronistic contracts imposed on Australian dairy farmers by milk processors, the likes of Murray-Goulburn and Fonterra, clearly restrict competition. Now, cop this, and Mike Logan, you've done a great job here. He says existing industry contracts give no price certainty to farmers, yet they give processors, outfits like Murray-Goulburn, total control over supply, and the contracts prevent farmers from selling their milk to anyone else. He says the dairy industry contract model dates back to when all processors, and this was in my old man's day, were cooperatives. And you had the Oakey factory cooperative. I remember they crossed the railway line. There it was, the dairy cooperative. It was owned by the farmers. So understandably, they controlled all the milk went in there. Norco is the only remaining cooperative. Mike Logan says dairy industry contracts allow outfits like Murray-Goulburn and Fonterra to change the milk price at will, even retrospectively. Yet he says these contracts also oblige farmers to deliver all their milk for 5 years to a particular processor. These contracts prevent farmers who produce more milk than the processor wants from selling that milk to anyone else. And they seek to prevent farmers from increasing production by obliging them to secure permission from the processor to do so. In other words, these contracts give farmers no guarantees of any kind on price, yet prevent them from increasing production or selling into new markets which desperately want their milk. If that's not anti-competitive, I don't know what is. Now, Rod Sims, you're needed. I'll be in touch with you, my friend, later today.